نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا بني آدم خذوا زينتكم عند كل مسجد وكلوا واشربوا ولا تسرفوا انه لا يحب المسرفين قل من حرم زينة الله التي أخرج لعباده والطيبات من الرزق قل هي للذين آمنوا في الحياة الدنيا خالصة يوم القيامة كذلك نفصل الآيات لقوم يعلمون صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday I was explaining to you that the kuffar of Makkah, the mushrikeen of Makkah, although they did not believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala or they associated partners with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but yet they respected the Kaaba Sharif, and in their own way they used to make tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif, and they used to also engage in some sort of istighfar. In fact, one of the ayahs that we came across, that is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, that how will Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala punish them when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is amongst them, or that they are making istighfar. So this tawaf of the Kaaba, this istighfar, these type of things that they did after the coming of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it did not help them in any way for the akhirat. For this world it did help them in some way, but for the akhirat there was no benefit because they didn't have iman. So one of the things that they used to do in the jahiliyyah days was that they used to make tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif in a naked state, excepting for the Quraysh, who were allowed to make tawaf in their clothes. The men folk used to make tawaf in the mornings, and we know at that time there was no lighting there. It was very dark at nights. So at night, late night, they used to make, the women go and make tawaf, and they had to remove their clothes and make. Now the lesson that we learned from there, which came to mind whilst I was reading this ayat, is that outwardly indeed it was a very stupid, very foolish thing that they were doing. It was something that was haram for them to do, that is to take off their clothes and make tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. But if we have to look at their niyat behind this whole exercise, then their niyat was good. And what was the niyat? The niyat was this, or what was the reason for that? The reason was that they said that how can we be making tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif in those clothes in which we sinned? Now look at the thought behind their action. That the thought was this, that these clothes which we wear, in which we have sinned, whatever they considered as sin in their own way, it was not the sin that, if they had considered as those things as sins which Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam declared as sin, then they wouldn't have done that. But in their own way, whatever they thought was a sin, that you committed sins in those clothes. So now how can you make tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif, which is such a great ibadat? How can we make tawaf of that? So their niyat was good, but that niyat was not acceptable. Now this is the lesson that we learned, that the niyat behind it was very good, but that niyat was not acceptable. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was not pleased with that niyat of theirs. In their own mind, they thought they were making a very great niyat. It is just like now after Asr namaz, if a person starts making nafil namaz and his niyat is to please Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and he makes it with great ikhlas also, he goes into some dark room where nobody is watching him, and the surah Fatiha and the surah and the ruku and the sajda he makes like Junaid Baghdadi or Bayezid Bustami. So his niyat is very good, the amal that he is doing is also very good, and the ikhlas with which he is doing it is also very good outwardly. But in the eye of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, neither is that surah accepted, nor is that ikhlas accepted, nor is that ruku accepted, nor is that sajda accepted. And instead of it bringing him reward and sawab, it will bring him azab and displeasure of Allah ta'ala. So from there we learn a very important lesson, that many, many times, especially at present, when there is such an excitement, it seems, in the whole world, that everybody wants to do the khidmat of deen, in whichever way it is, by writing, by publications, by invitations in different forms, by waaz, by nasihat, by radio stations, by this, by that, by conferences, by seminars, so many ways, distribution, charities. Now all these things are all ibadat in some way or the other. It is ibadat to make, give an invitation towards deen, whether it is by means of speech, by writing, and all the other forms. Most of it is ibadat. And then they say again, our niyat is khalis, for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. We are doing it solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So sometimes the niyat is also very good. The niyat is that they want to do it solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And then what hadith they quote? Innamal a'malu bin niyat. The first hadith of Bukhari Sharif, reported by Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, innamal a'malu bin niyat. That your a'mal are according to your intention. That Allah Ta'ala will reward you according to your intention. So the intention is very good, excellent intention. Whereas what it means is that those a'mal which have been sanctioned by Allah Ta'ala, what Allah and His Rasul are pleased with, those a'mal and those actions with which Allah and His Rasul are pleased with, if those actions are done for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, in the way and manner shown by Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then only they will be accepted. It does not mean that we can have a dance organized somewhere with an excellent intention, that the proceeds of this dance, and they did have even these type of things happening when the Bosnian war was on, the dancing girls, for what were they dancing? They said the proceeds will go towards the assistance of those who are suffering. Now the niyat outwardly may be very good, but because that amal itself is not accepted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, so therefore there will be no sawab, no reward. In fact, it will bring azab of Allah ta'ala. Now this is the lesson that we should take from this, that these people, although they were making tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif in this state, the niyat was good behind it, that they felt that how can we who have sinned in these clothes make tawaf in these clothes. But Allah ta'ala was not pleased with that intention and niyat of his. So we rather do little action, little amal. Allah Ta'ala is not in need of plentiful action. Allah Ta'ala does not want plentiful action. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants to see the best of actions. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ أَمَلًا. He wants to see amal which is ahsan. So our niyat may be very good, that if we can organize a function of this nature or that nature, in which there will be plenty of intermingling and singing and all kinds of things taking place, and we will raise funds, and those funds then we will send to Kashmir and Afghanistan, then we got pleased with our intention. That intention will please us. Allah Ta'ala will not be pleased with that. Then we rather collect in a manner that is pleasing to Allah Ta'ala, even though it may be 1/10 of that collection which we will make, or those donations that we will receive, which is not pleasing to Allah Ta'ala. So it is not just our niyat. First we have to check whether that action itself is in accordance with the Sharia or not. What does the Quran Sharif say? What does Rasul Pak Sarasam say? What are the jurists, what do they have to say with regards to that amal? Is it pleasing? If it's not pleasing, then we are wasting our good time, and we are only pleasing ourselves and our nafs, and we are saying that we are pleasing Allah Ta'ala. So we should be careful to even say that we are doing this for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. This is where the danger is. And these are things that we don't hear very often, and that is why sometimes we go on to such extremes that even our iman is at stake. That if the person is doing something that is haram, And he says, Alhamdulillah, we were very, very successful in this function of ours. Now he's doing something that is haram. And then when the vote of thanks is being passed, then they say, we thank Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for making this function of ours a success. How many times we have heard this with our ears? After Allah ta'ala gave hidayat, Alhamdulillah, we stay away from such functions. But in those days of jahiliyyah, as I call it, we used to also go to so many functions. And they used to listen to this with our own ears, and it never used to even ring a bell that what this person is saying is absolutely dangerous for his iman, because the function used to be a function where there used to be a complete intermingling, men, women, girls, boys, all sitting together, and the nikah is taking place right there in the hall there, and the Maulana sahab too is going on with his bayan there, and the Qari sahab is reading his qiraat there, and after that there's some singing also. Then sometimes some music also used to start, and we used to sit through it. Allah must make us maaf. And after that the vote of thanks will be passed, and in the vote of thanks the person will say, we are grateful to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for having made this function of ours a success. Na'uzu billahi min zalik. I hope you are getting what I am trying to get across to you, that how dangerous these things are. So many people, they do not know what kind of statements they are making. And when a statement of kufr is made, then the iman of the person is gone. And the iman is gone, then the nikah also is gone. The nikah is also no more intact. Now that they have to read the kalima, he has to read the kalima shahadat again, and then make nikah in the presence of two witnesses with his own wife. Then that nikah becomes valid. Then those children will be legitimate. Otherwise it means that those statements, well, the jurists have given certain laxity because of our ignorance in certain cases, but otherwise it means that that nikah, if it was no more valid, then the children which were born of such marriages, they were also not legitimate. Then if those children become a real pain in the neck, or their actions, their akhlaq, their morals and everything is corrupt, or they do not treat the parents as parents, so they do not know what the cause is sometimes. Of course, it's not always. It doesn't mean that it's every person that gets a headache is because of a tumor in the brain. Some person's headache could be because of that. Some person's headache could be because he was standing outside in the sun too long. And some person's headache could be because he had constipation. So we are talking about, in many cases, even this is the cause. I was going to discuss this about this zinat or wearing of the liwas at the time of salat, but I think this point also was an important point which we discussed, that we have to be very, very careful and very much on guard, especially in these days of fitna, that those amal and those actions which are not in conformity with the sharia, which any person who has got a little knowledge of Islam and deen, he will say that this is definitely not sharia, then to praise and glorify such actions, or to then say that we are making shukr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that he made this function a great success, then we must just think very carefully, what are we saying? How can that music and that intermingling and all the other evil that goes with it be pleasing to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that we calling that a success? So these kuffar, these mushrikeen, they made the tawaf, and they thought they were doing a great thing, but Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam were not pleased with that. Therefore those ayats were revealed also, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ تُوَلُّ وُجُوهَكُمْ قَيْبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ, and it goes on. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the true understanding of the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and give us the tawfiq to implement it in our lives, and protect us from all the fitnas that are around the world. What time today?
6:40. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Hey Allah, humare gunahon ko maaf farma. Hey Allah, humari khataon ko maaf farma. Hey Allah, humari khataon ko maaf farma. Hey Allah, humari lagzishon se darguzar farma. Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, Ya Sattar, Ya Ghaffar.
اے رب کریم، اے رب کریم، اے رب کریم، ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. او اللہ، وی آر سنفل سرونٹس آف یورز. او اللہ، وی آر سنفل سرونٹس آف یورز. وی آر ایکنالیجنگ اور سنز، وی آر کنفیسنگ بیفور یو، وی آر ناٹ جسٹیفائنگ اینی آف اور سنز. او اللہ، وی نو دیٹ اٹ از بیکاز آف اور سنز دیٹ دی امت از سفرنگ آل اوور ان دی ورلڈ. یا اللہ، وی آر بینگ پشڈ فرام پلر ٹو پوسٹ، وی آر بینگ بمبارڈڈ ایوری ویئر. او اللہ، وی آر بینگ چیسڈ آؤٹ آف اور ہومز، نو ڈگنیٹی اینڈ آنر از لیفٹ. O Allah, we know that it is because we have moved far away from your deen and from your ahkam and from the sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, but there are exceptions. O Allah, there are so many awliya in the world. There are so many who are mustajabud da'wat. O Allah, there are so many who have sacrificed everything for your deen and for your cause. O Allah, there are so many who have stayed away from everything that is haram and forbidden. With the barakat of their a'mal, O Allah, we are seeking from you also forgiveness. We are also seeking forgiveness. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. O Allah, nothing was hidden from your sight. You could have seized us there and then. You could have brought about humiliation, disgrace and suffering upon us the moment we were disobedient to you. But O Allah, how loving you are, how caring you are, how compassionate you are, how kind you are, how forgiving you are, how merciful you are. And especially in this month of Ramadan, O Allah, your mercy knows no bounds, your rahmat knows no limits. Ya Allah, because of your mercy and your kindness, you did not seize us the moment we committed sins. O my beloved Allah, in this Mubarak month, we are seeking forgiveness for ourselves, our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, puri ummat ki maghfirat farma de, puri ummat par raham farma. Allah, hum sabko sehat ata farma. Bless us with long life, with good health, with prosperity, with protection from all fitnas and mischief. Ya Allah, protect and safeguard our iman. Ya Allah, we do not even know what kind of statements we make these days. Ya Allah, protect and safeguard our iman. Ya Allah, protect and safeguard our homes, our properties, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah. Ya Allah, mujahideen islam ki tu madad aur nusrat farma. Ya Allah, kuffar, mushrikeen, yahood, nasara, munafiqeen. Oh my Allah, they all have ganged up against the true believers. Oh my beloved Allah, you are the only one that they can turn towards. There is no one for us besides you, oh my Allah. And you are all powerful, you are almighty. Oh Allah, your hikmat and your wisdom we do not know. Oh Allah, you know fully well what your planning and your decisions are. But oh Allah, we are extremely weak. Therefore, we are seeking from you, O Allah, immediate nusrat and help. Ya Allah, mujahideen ki madad aur nusrat farma. Palestine ke musalmanon ki madad farma. Ay Allah, masjid aqsa ki hifazat farma. Ay Allah, jo shaheed ho gaye hai, utko jannatul firdaus de. Aur jo pareshan hai, unki pareshaniyon ko dur farma. Ay Allah, Afghanistan ke mujahideen ki madad farma. Ay Allah, Taliban ki tu madad aur nusrat farma. Ay Allah, ghaib se tu madad aur nusrat farma. ملائکہ کو بیچ کر مدد فرما. اے اللہ, send down your angels and assist the mujahideen. اے اللہ, send down your unseen help. اے اللہ, the wind is your army and your force. O Allah, the water is your force. Ya Allah, there are different forces that you have. Ya Allah, use your ghaibi forces. اے اللہ, جس طریقے سے تُو نے ابابیل کو بھیج کر کے ابرہا کے لشکر کو ختم کیا تھا, you destroyed the army of ابرہا and protected the کعبہ شریف. اے اللہ, آج بھی تُو مدد کر سکتا ہے. اے اللہ, ان دشمنوں کے جہازوں کو غرق کر دے. اے اللہ, cause the planes to crash. اے اللہ, shake up the earth that is beneath their feet. اے اللہ, their pentagon cause an عذاب to come upon it. اے اللہ, ان کی military طاقت کو ختم فرما. اے اللہ, ان کی military قوت کو ختم فرما. Allah, bring about an embarrassment and shame and humiliation and disgrace upon them. Ya Allah, either give them hidayat, but if hidayat is not in their muqaddar, then oh Allah, at this time of iftar we are seeking from you that destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and Samud. Ya Allah, destroy their pride and their arrogance. Ya Allah, just as you have already brought about embarrassment and shame upon them, that 46 or 48 days of bombing, but oh Allah, they haven't been able to achieve any kind of objective. Ay mere Allah, to unke aapas mein ikhtilafat paida kar de, cause division and disunity amongst their ranks, make them fight amongst themselves, Allah, make them quarrel amongst themselves, destroy their coalition. Ya Allah, give hidayat to the Muslim rulers. Ya Allah, give hidayat to the Muslim rulers. Ay mere pyare Allah, to un Muslim hukumaton ko ya to hidayat de de, ya Allah, ya to unko badal de aur tabdeel kar de. Ay Allah, maut ka waqt aane wala hai, ek din hum bhi jaane wale hai. Ay Allah, when the time of our departure comes from this world, then take us in a state of iman, that our death come in Madina Tayyiba, let our shahadat be in Madina Tayyiba, let us be at the Rauza Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam with a salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah on our lips. Ay Allah, at the time of our death, show us some tajalli of yours, so that our soul comes dancing towards you and does not stay attached to all the worldly and material things. Ay Allah, hame paak qulub ata farma. Give us hearts which are purified. Ay Allah, in this month of Ramadan, your rahmat is descending, but we are still spending our lives in the same old styles. Ay Allah, tu hum sabko taufeeq e amal naseeb farma. Rasool e paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke sadqe tufail mein hamari duaon ko qubool farma. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد واله واصحابه اجمعين برحمتك يا